702. WhatsApp Weekend Breakfast on 072-702-1702.
Keep your messages coming in, 072-702-1702 on the WhatsApp line. And then you can kick it old school with a SMS, 31702. Dave messaging in and saying, try 500 rand a carton for cigarettes now. Sounds quite cheap if you ask me, Dave. I understand maybe there might be a difference there if you're buying in bulk. But at the same time, I've heard of people buying boxes of cigarettes, mainstream brands, for anything up to 150, 200 rand at a time. And then John says, are we surprised that the fight against COVID-19 is starting to fray in South Africa with the same ministers who ruined South Africa's economy and let corruption run wild? How are they expected to manage a global pandemic? And it's a nice way to segue into our next conversation on the program. We're joined by Malusi Ngala from Corruption Watch, author of the report into the country's hospitals entitled X-Ray. Good morning and welcome to 702, Malusi.
Good morning, Nick, and good morning to the listeners.
So this report launched this past Wednesday on the critical state of the health sector in South Africa shows how high-ranking public officials, administrators, medical professionals, and bidding companies are identified as the main perpetrators of corruption in the sector. I mean, I don't know if I should even get angry about this anymore, because should we have expected anything less? It's not as though a global pandemic arrived and then everybody found themselves to be a paragon of virtue and corruption disappeared.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would have been ideal had we taken corruption seriously all along. Perhaps we would be better placed to manage the current global pandemic, because, you know, it's what we haven't been doing all these years that has led to us struggling right now. This report, you rightly say, it was compiled between the between 2012 and the end of 2019, and it's all 700 whistleblower accounts, people who have tried other alternatives, other means to blow the whistle on corruption, but no one was listening. It fell on deaf ears, and they eventually came to Corruption Watch as a last resort.
So, Malusi, paint the picture for us here. What are the biggest instances of corruption that you've unveiled in this report, X-Ray?
We categorize the various forms of corruption into employment corruption, which is at 39%. We talk about procurement corruption coming in at 22%. And the misappropriation of funds at 16%. Those are the main ones. There are others, but these are the most prevalent ones. And when we talk about employment corruption, we're talking about nepotism, we're talking about favoritism, we're talking about officials claiming for work not done. In other words, they'll be absent from their duty spaces and then they'll be busy with their own practices. And may I go on to talk about the other ones?
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. And we talk about procurement corruption, we're talking about companies that are already doing business with the state or bidding to do business with the state that are inflating prices grossly so, and then others are more than willing to pay kickbacks to officials up to 10% in some instances. And in some instances, we also have these officials giving opportunities or these companies because they have friends or families.
Well, Malusi, I'd like to unpack this idea that doctors are double dipping, so to speak. They're being paid in the public sector, but kind of being absent during an absolute critical time of need. But let's unpack this. I mean, we have such a high rate of corruption. Some would argue that it's even become endemic in South African society. So the idea that price gouging would happen not only through shady means, nepotism in the public sector, but also in the private sector as well. We have to look at the fact that companies are also making a serious amount of dosh off the need for PPE, the need for hand sanitizer and other equipment that is used to fight this disease.
Yes, it is so. I mean, I would, well, at least with Corruption Watch, would agree that corruption is endemic. I mean, has been so for a long time in South Africa. And though you know, there is this language of intent to say that we are trying to deal with the problem, we're investigating, conducting forensic reports and all of that. It's the account, well, we need to hold people accountable, and that is what's missing. And, you know, you rightly say that usually when these companies get involved and or doctors are not actually at the hospitals and doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is to care for the nation, but instead they are at their own private practices, then, you know, it leaves a gap and it leaves people vulnerable. And it basically becomes a case of life or death. And those are the kind of decisions that we end up faced by.
You just joined us, Malusi Ngala, researcher at Corruption Watch, talking about their report, X-Ray, on the critical state of the health sector in South Africa. So lay it down on us. Your report, does it inspire any confidence that in the long run we will be able to meet the challenges of COVID-19?
The report mainly asks whether, okay, the first point that we need to take from this report is that we didn't take corruption seriously enough, and hence we find ourselves in the situation that we are in. The second point is that we need to continue to ask for accountability as ordinary citizens, so that the people on top know that, you know, we do not take this lightly. We cannot continue the way we have been all this time, thinking that somehow a miracle will come from who knows where that will lead to the situation just being fine. That's not going to happen. I think we can all be confident in that, you know, we need to hold our politicians accountable and ask them to actually have systems in place where we can see people being prosecuted, because we do have the law enforcement agencies that can do this kind of work. It's just a matter of them getting their act together and putting people behind bars.
But Malusi, I mean, I understand that you're not the best placed person to mention this, but when you talk about what the government is doing at the beginning of lockdown, Cyril Ramaphosa said there will be absolutely no tolerance whatsoever for any instance of corruption. And what happened? Absolutely nothing. People still sought to make money out of public contracts that are really out there to try and provide the equipment to save the lives of South Africans. It would at least seem to me that we've completely lost faith in the country's desire and ability to fight corruption.
Yes, I mean, it's disheartening, Nick. So, but you know, it's still a moral issue. It's still a legal issue. It's still a socioeconomic matter. And for us to, if we want to see the change that we desire to see as citizens, then we need to continue with the fight. We can't give up yet and say that, you know, let them do whatever they want to do, because ultimately it's the power's now hands. Think about the 700 people who came to Corruption Watch who didn't have any hope, but they figured that, you know what, let me give it one more try and speak to this particular organization and put my voice behind them, and so that they can at least do something about it. That's how people like yourself and the listeners have now had an opportunity to know what's actually going on, so that we can actually understand on a deeper level what's going on. So that's what we need to continue doing. We need to raise our voices. And when we encounter acts of corruption, people need to speak up. We can't just be complacent, as these politicians have been.
So, as we close, how do we do exactly that? Don't give us your cell phone number, but I'm sure you have an email address, a hotline that we can call if we want to report instances of corruption.
Yes, people can, well, during this time, we usually have walk-ins in our offices, but of course, due to COVID, we've had to change our strategy a bit. So there's the online feature. People can go to www.corruptionwatch.org.za, or people can give us a call as well on 011-242-3900, and then we will take their queries, investigate where possible, and expose the various forms of corruption, and also forward the instances, or cases at least, to the new established forum that the president announced on Thursday.
Malusi, you continue doing the Lord's work. If there's only one of the organizations in South Africa, the CAD, I would trust in Corruption Watch's ability and also hunger to try and expose the very worst instances of corruption in South African society.